Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I am Emma.
I am Daniel, and today we are going to talk about an exciting new release in the aerospace manufacturing sector.
Yes, it is a big one, isn't it?
It is. CG Tech has just launched ICAM Suite V26, and it is all about smarter automation and deeper integration.
I see. Can you tell me more about what this new version offers?
Of course, let me start by saying that this update brings major enhancements to post-processing automation, tool and diagnostic management, and tighter integration with Vericut.
Right, so this is about making manufacturing more efficient and precise.
Exactly. One of the key features is the new automatic rotary axis clamping and unclamping algorithm.
Oh, interesting. How does that work?
It now intelligently manages clamping based on axis movement and operation type.
So it is not just automated, but also adaptive to the process.
That's right. It also introduces a look-ahead feature for better control at the start of each operation.
I see. And this is enabled through an updated clamp section in the questionnaire and new system variables for advanced customization.
Yes, and there is a new macro function called FCLINFO that offers fast, selective look-ahead of cutter location data.
Wow, that is so cool. How does it compare to the existing FINFO?
It offers the same benefits, but with significantly faster performance.
That is a big improvement. What about diagnostics?
Diagnostics are now more transparent and configurable.
Right, and how does that help users?
A new event macro allows users to intercept and customize diagnostic messages before they are generated.
So they can adjust severity or suppress non-critical alerts.
Exactly. This gives post developers more control over system messaging.
I see. And there is also discrete color coding for diagnostics in both GENER and CRUN.
Yes, the colors help users quickly distinguish message severity.
And these colors can be customized through the preferences dialog.
That's correct. This adds to the clarity and usability.
What about tool recognition?
ICAM V26 improves support for tool names during tool changes.
Right, so this enables consistent tool identification across all ICAM products.
Yes, including Quest, Virtual Machine and NC post processors.
That is quite a big claim, right?
It is, and the new questionnaire setting supports NC programs that rely on tool names instead of tool numbers.
So this makes the process more flexible.
Absolutely, and there is also a RegTool alias to ensure proper indexing and referencing.
What about integration with Vericut?
For users of both ICAM and Vericut, V26 offers a streamlined process for enhanced accuracy and performance.
Right, and how does this integration work?
Users can import Vericut project data directly into the GENER launch panel to set machine limits and tool lengths during post-processing, without requiring simulation.
Wow, that is efficient. And what about feed rate optimization?
There is a new Optimizer tab that allows users to optimize feed rates with Vericut Optimizer or Force before post-processing.
So this helps GENER output post-process G-code, based on the optimized cutter location data.
Exactly, this avoids manual rework and supports machine shops with strict procedural controls.
What other enhancements are included in this release?
Improved LCS auto-generation for better activation of tilted plane on multi-axis drilling and improved compatibility with generated motion paths from path planning, rotary turnaround and smart path.
Right, and there is a new smart path command to improve motion generation on tool change and home reference point when exiting and re-entering the working envelope.
Yes, and users can define bounding geometry for safe approach calculation.
What about debugging?
There is detailed multi-level debugging in GENER, offering clearer insight into cycles, circular interpolation, threading, and smart cut behaviors at debug level 2.
That sounds really useful for developers and users alike.
It is, and the release is built for precision and flexibility.
Patrice Bastian, R&D Manager, Post Processor, said it is about smarter automation and deeper integration.
Yes, and he mentioned making it easier for manufacturers to configure, control, and trust their NC output.
Right, and leveraging the full power of Vericut and ICAM together in a seamless environment.
Exactly, ICAM Suite V26 is available now.
For more information, visit www.vericut.com or contact your local CG Tech representative.
And a bit about CG Tech, they offer Vericut simulation, optimization and composite software for manufacturing, combined with ICAM posts to revolutionize production processes.
Right, since 1988, their Vericut software has become the industry standard for simulating CNC machining.
It detects errors, potential collisions, or areas of inefficiency,
eliminating the need for manual NC program verification.
Yes, this significantly reduces scrap and rework, while optimizing programs for better time efficiency and improved surface quality.
Vericut supports a wide range of CNC machine tools,
and it can operate as a standalone solution or be integrated with leading CAM systems.
With offices in 12 countries and a global network of resellers,
Vericut is committed to providing comprehensive assistance to its users worldwide.
That is quite an impressive company background.
It definitely is, and this new release of ICAM Suite V26 is a testament to their commitment to innovation.
Well, Daniel, that was quite a detailed breakdown.
Thanks, Emma. I think this update is going to be a game changer for many manufacturers in our industry.
Agreed, and it is exciting to see such advancements being made right here in the Northwest.
Absolutely. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news.
You have been a great audience. Stay informed and keep flying high.